Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, some thank yous to all that. Before we wrap up the show with our bets for tonight, maybe a little teensy bit more on the NFL draft. Three amazing guests on the show today, and they were really great, and we appreciate them very much. Our friend Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports, our good pal Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper from NBC, and Eric Eager from Sumer Sports. We loved all of our guests today. We appreciate them very much. Our executive producer, Alex Fasano, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, and our video producer, the great Brian Gertsch, in for downtown Mike Brown, who got married over the weekend. Downtown Mike Brown will be back with us on the show coming up on Wednesday. BetMGM tonight is coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza. Be live sweating all the games tonight in the NBA and the NHL postseason. We will get to our bets for tonight in the NBA and NHL postseasons. Anything else, Ken, on the NFL draft, we can obviously hold all that content for tomorrow as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, look, the really, really, really succinct kind of Cliff's Notes version of our, like, long conversation today was just, it's really fun to critical think about these markets when it's this early and the likelihood teams have totally decided that it's leaked, any of those things, when it's really, the likelihood is very low that those things have happened. It's so fun to work through. I mean, it's very similar to the New York Times games that we were just joking about how we do every single day, work through the problem the same way. You won't come to a solution like you will there, but just the same part of your brain, right? And with these markets, it can be really fun to just be like, well, what if it's not that? What if it's not the thing that everyone expects? And in a game like the games we're about to do, not as many, the markets don't really work the same way. It's like more probability, playing a game with rules in it. It's not information driven. And but yeah, I think it just would encourage people to take up that extra. It's really, hey, look, if you like connections, why don't you try the fifth overall pick and try to crack that one open and see what's going on? I mean, it's just, it's really fun to think through. So, you know, did a lot of that stuff today. We'll do a lot of it tomorrow and Wednesday. Thursday, I think we'll be more about, okay, now we've done that. And maybe we've made some bets. Now, like, let's see the results come in a little bit more and get a little bit more information, which will inevitably happen on Thursday.
Better first overall pick, Caleb Williams in the NFL draft or connections in, like, the word game draft?
Well, it's easy to say connections now because I know it's great. Caleb is just all promise and high ceiling and that kind of stuff.
Like,
we have no idea.
There are good word games. Connections is by far the best one. Agree or disagree?
It's not. Yeah, it's not even close. I think I'm trying to think. Is there a way if they really tweaked strands that it could get close to that?
No.
And I don't think so. I don't think it's. No. I just think the concept isn't as good. And I got to be honest. Like,
how is connections free? How is it free?
It's a great question. It shouldn't be. I'd pay like a good amount of money to have that every day.
I would pay. How much money would you pay per day to play connections?
Oh man, would I? This is like a really, this is like a depressing answer. Would I pay like 10 or 20 bucks a day to pay? That'd be too much.
I'm thinking like, would I pay $5 a day? Definitely.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So I think like the bidding starts at like 10. It's free. These people are brain dead. Like Trump is right. The failing New York Times.
Yeah. Connections is great. $5 break down your monthly budget. Like, here's our mortgage, here's our utilities. Oh, $150 a month for connections. Should we keep that one? Just turn the water off. we'll play connections instead.
We don't need any light.
Yeah.
Last thing here, and then we'll get to the bets. This is a true story. I don't even know how this came up. So I go to church yesterday with my wife, and the priest is giving the homily. And I was like paying attention to the gospel and I'm like trying to think about stuff, whatever. And all of a sudden my brain starts like trailing off and I was thinking, and I actually started like coming up with one, sports connections.
All right.
And I started like putting one together. Yeah. Putting like one together in my head. So what I came up with was there would be Sims would be on the board. Fareed would be on the board. And then I don't know what Morehead State's mascot is, but one of the things would be like Morehead like State
Falcon
athletes.
Or an eagle or something. It's like maybe a,
so whatever.
Yeah, it's like a bird. Yeah.
And then there would be something, another clue that would make you think that Sims would have to go there, because there are several different Sims, right? Phil went to Morehead State.
Yeah,
so that was like the starting basis of mine.
Okay.
And I was like gonna think like, should I do this and tweet out, like I would like write it down and basically be like, figure this out, people. Sports connections. I spent like 15 minutes at church thinking about this.
The person that does, like, I'm sure they rotate, like they take submissions for people for connections or whatever. I don't think the same person does it every day. Maybe they do, because like Will Shorts used to do the crossword every day. How long do you think it takes someone to do one of those? Like the one that you did today?
My guess is it probably doesn't take that long, because I think like it probably seems intimidating. Like, how did they do this? But I think like there's a formula that they have to follow. It's probably not that difficult, is my guess.
You come up with your four sets, and then you try to find a way to blend some of the sets together with like one answer.
Correct.
It's probably just the formula, and that, yeah, maybe you could do it in like, I mean, less than an hour at least, maybe something. As I'm saying this, Tyrese Maxey going to play tonight, or expected to play that game.
Okay, great.
Because I saw the market crash and I was wondering what was going on there. So,
well, I guess that's our cue then, right?
Yeah, right. Let's really do some picks for a few minutes. Sounds good.
All right, so that's our cue. So let's give you our bets for tonight in the NBA and NHL postseason, and I don't even know if there is baseball tonight. Like,
yeah, there is.
Just drop the dope SB, please, Jake. All right, once a day, you, our listener and viewer, can play the free BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. You play as the point guard. You can pass it to Kevin Garnett, Jalen Rose, or take it to the hoop yourself. Score a basket, win a prize. Details can be found on BetMGM.com, so download the BetMGM app and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. Also wanted to make sure that I mentioned this on the show today, because this was sent to me earlier. How about this from BetMGM? BetMGM, as a new market up running for the NHL playoffs, is offered exclusively on BetMGM. Empty net goal markets for entire slates as well as specific games can be found in the app under the NHL tab, then the props tab. Empty net goal in four of the six games in the first round up until this point. So that's courtesy of our friends at BetMGM. Again, that is an exclusive bet, empty net market for the NHL playoffs from our friends at the King of Sportsbooks. Ken, let's start with the NBA, and then we'll get to the National Hockey League. First game, starting in 20 minutes, Cavs and the Magic from Cleveland. Cavs up 1-0 in the series, obviously. Game went way under, but as Ken said earlier, the total's been getting bet up. Been up a couple points today, up to 205.5. Cavs 5.5, 205.5 the total. Any bets? Game 2, Cavs Magic.
I mean, both teams definitely shot probably under expectation a little bit, but the style, pace of the game, and now that, like, the Magic, I think, have seen Cleveland's, like, with Cleveland's offense, whatever you make of it, I'm going to play the under at least one more time here. We did it on Friday, talked about playing it over the weekend, it hit. Going to play it at least one more time here and then evaluate. So under in that game, if I had to bet the spread, I think we disagree on this maybe a little bit. I'm betting Cleveland again. Like, I'm going to make the Magic prove it to me in any playoff game so far. Like, a complete no-show, terrible, non-offensive performance, and they're on the road again. 5.5. I don't have a bet on Cleveland. I have a ton on them to win the series, which we talked about. So under a bet, Cavs lean, something like that. That's it for me.
I'm thinking even now, I think I'll probably just play the under also, because my thought is Orlando's defense was so good in the final three quarters against Cleveland, they just couldn't score. So like my way of Orlando covering is like the Cavs don't score. So I should probably just bet the under and give myself an out, right?
Parlay,
if I think that's
Magic
gonna be
the
case. The
under, or Magic to win in the under, honestly. How are they winning the game? Like, are we gonna score 105 tonight? That seems really unlikely. Need some 3-point variance.
Yeah, so I'll figure this out. But yeah, like some variation of Magic in the under for me against the Cavs. Not the Cavs laying the points for me. Sixers and the Knicks. Knicks a 4.5-point favorite. 205.5 the total there. Ken giving you the news that Tyrese Maxey is going to play tonight.
I don't know what we're supposed to do here yet. I mean, I don't know what even kind of advice to give people. Like, the most important player in the game, we don't know whether he's going to play. If he does play, we don't know how long he's going to play. Every market's impacted by that. Best guess is he plays but is ineffective. Man, I guess my advice is, like, hope he plays, hope market goes down, bet Knicks again. That's probably how I would approach it. Because, like, if the market drops at all and he plays, the likelihood he plays more than, like, 20 minutes in this game has to be really low, just based on what we saw in Game 1.
I bet the Knicks in Game 1. I have a Knicks series bet. I am very content just to watch this game as a fan and root for my favorite team. So no bet for me. I guess like this could be like a live betting game based on what you see, but we don't know what we're going to see, so it's hard to give kind of that advice right now. Final game for tonight in the NBA, Ken, and that is the Nuggets and the Lakers. Denver, a 6.5-point favorite, 223.5 the total. The Nuggets looking to go up 2-0.
Are you a little surprised that this number is less than what we saw in Game 1 based on what we saw in Game 1? I'm a little surprised by that. Which people are thinking about the game differently than how we are. Go ahead, boy.
Yeah, like the game was closer, I guess, right? Like Denver won by 11, but people can make the case that I don't think so, but I think like there's a case to be made. Like I think you could like actually make a decent case that the Lakers suffered a bad fate as a result of the final score. I wouldn't make it, but I think you could make that.
Yeah, my thing is I really liked the Lakers in Game 1 because of like the rest setup and the fact that you could play LeBron and Davis all those minutes. Game was 48 hours ago. I think you have to think about playing some unders on some Lakers players here. Just like, how can you get that effort in? They're playing 48 hours later at altitude after Anthony Davis played more minutes than he's ever played in an NBA game, basically. Anthony Davis's props tonight, 24.5 points for him. Like, if they get blown out in this game, like, when do you eject and just say, like, we'll see you in Game 3 in Los Angeles? Are you going to risk injury with these guys? Davis has already got, like, back spasms, got, like, all kinds of injuries. And then the other under you have to consider, and, like, I'll bet this, and there's an argument for the over here because he shot so much, even though he shot poorly. Like, you got to make D'Angelo Russell prove that he could score more than 15.5 points in a game in this series. Like, at some point, they have to think about playing Gabe Vincent instead. Like, I mean, it gets ridiculous. This series is just a nightmare for him. So, I mean, I'm going to play his under, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm going to lay the Nuggets and feel really good about it. Like, laying UConn, like laying the Chiefs. I'll lay Denver. Give me Denver minus the 6.5 against the Lakers. Ken, we've got news tonight in the Bruins-Maple Leafs game. Linus Ullmark has led the Bruins out. So, it looks like Ullmark's going to start. I don't want to bet the game now.
Yeah, kind of like the over, honestly, if we're going to talk about it. And if they're going to keep starting Samsonov, like, I'm going to like the Bruins to score goals at home in the game. And, yeah, I mean, the Bruins are a bigger favorite than they were in way bigger favorite than they were in Game 1. I don't like that. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet Toronto. I agree. I don't like anything in that game. Do you like a lot in hockey tonight? I don't like a lot in hockey. I mean, I have.
I'm going to bet the Knights. I'm going to bet the Golden Knights and back up my series bet and bet Vegas to win. I have no bet in the Islanders-Hurricanes game. You know what? Excuse me. I'm going to bet the under in the Islanders-Hurricanes game. I think Carolina wins the game like 3-1, and the total's 5.5.
If I had to bet all the games tonight, Toronto in the over, Hurricanes puck line, Vegas, Kings either 1.5 or money line, I'm not sure. I think that might be the series that gets unexpectedly weird. We haven't had one yet. I think that might be the one.
I'm pissed about this Ullmark thing.
Yeah.
Liner should go suck his thumb somewhere else.
Messing around with this stuff. Yeah.
All right, Ken and I will talk to you tomorrow on a Tuesday. Until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, I am Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.